Well, good morning, everyone, at West Park Baptist Church.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you for inviting us to be with you today, and I'm sort of looking forward to see if you're still good cooks since the last time we came.
Sandwiches. Going to
be sandwiches.
Today.
Well, that'll be fine. That'll
yes.
be fine. But we're happy to be here with you today. We've about 27 years ago, I met Brother Ben, and Brother God had called me into the nursing home ministry full time. Brother Ben used to come over to the South Side and come to some of our services, and he really believed in what we were doing, and we become friends, and that's how why we're here today. Is Sister Virginia called us and asked us if we would come, and it's just a privilege to be here. Just a few weeks ago, I had a very serious heart problem, and thanks be to God, they got it all fixed, and I'm getting my strength back and going to rehab. I don't know what would kill me, the blocked artery or the rehab. I don't know which one, but
the
rehab is good for me, though. I've
started
out at 214 pounds, and this morning I was 189.
Yay!
And I feel so much better. But, you know, God is with us. No matter, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that it doesn't matter how many people come together, it's if we come together for the right reasons.
Amen.
And we pastor a church on the South Side called Glad Tidings of Jacksonville, and my vision is to make it a nursing home church. We're busing three buses now. We're busing six different nursing homes, picking them up on Sunday morning and bringing them to our church. Because I believe with all my heart that God had given me the commission to bring some of these dear saints back out and let them come back into the church and be a part of the church.
Yes.
It's an honorable thing to do. It's a godly thing to do. It's a respectful thing to do. And, you know, a lot of people in nursing homes know how to pray. And we need to get prayer back into our church. You know, before I have a service, I tell the people, everybody that's able, and even if you're in a wheelchair, I want you to come to the altar and pray for this service. And we're having fantastic services. We need to get prayer back in our schools.
Amen.
You know, when you push God out, that's when the kids start carrying guns to school and bad things happen. I'm a firm believer that if we can get prayer back into our families, churches, and schools, that we're going to see a big difference with our younger generation.
Yes.
We need to be an example. God has called us gray-headed folks to be an example and to be prayer warriors and to set an example by the way that we live our life and serve our God.
That's right.
And
Amen.
I love Him. And we're going to sing a song today. It said, I made it by grace. I didn't make it any other way. Not how smart I was or not what church I went to. But I made it by God's grace.
Amen.
I made it by His grace. I am who I am today because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we're just going to sing a couple songs. I think I got a message, and I promise that you won't have to wait long for your sandwiches today. Amen. So let's
All
sing
right.
it. What do you say, Nick?
Yes. This beautiful old song, or young song.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me.
I
found every promise He ever made. Jesus will keep. I know how I made it. trembling voice once more. I know how I made it.
I know how I made it.
I made it by grace.
Amazing grace in Buck's life when he was in the hospital twice, facing the possibility of death. And you know, when you face death, you wonder if your faith is going to hold. You wonder what lies ahead, and you have to say goodbye to the things behind you. And I saw God's amazing grace in Buck's life. He turned his life over to the Lord and said, "Lord, your will be done, whatever." He didn't want to leave me. He didn't want to leave the nursing home ministry and all of our family and friends. And maybe you understand, all of you have maybe faced death or you've lost loved ones, but you were able to say, "Jesus, I trust you. No matter what you bring into my life or take out of my life, I trust you." And then you see that grace of God, that faith that he gives you. And I just praise the Lord today.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't like goodbyes, do you?
No, no.
And I've often wondered how the disciples felt when they saw Jesus ascending into heaven. You know, it had to leave an empty hole in their life.
Amen.
It had to. But the good news is that one day he's coming back through the eastern sky.
Amen.
And we're going to be with him forevermore if we're truly born again, truly saved. And that's what I want to win as many people to the Lord as I can, and especially in nursing homes. I'm amazed at the people that 70, 80, and 90 that are really good people.
Yes.
But they're just simply not saved.
Amen.
And you know, only God can open up our heart and our eyes. The Bible says the Father draws us.
Right.
And you know, I'm praying today that if there's someone listening to my voice, and this will be going out over the radio broadcast that we have up in Beckley in Charleston, West Virginia. I pray if there's someone listening to my voice, you may be a good person. You may have went to church all your life, but you must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. And I'm just praying that as many people as I can tell and shine the light on how we can be deceived into thinking good works is going to get us to heaven, but the good works is just evidence that we are saved. And
Amen.
I just pray that you'll ask God. You know, Jesus will show you if you're truly born again.
Right.
I've got a song I want to sing for you today, and Nikki's going to help me with it. And this is the way I felt when I got out of recovery, and they told me that the operation, everything was successful, and my cup run over. I was so happy that felt
too.
Like, well, now God's going to give me a little bit more time. Now, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I just want to die and go into heaven, but I really don't believe people that say that until God says it's time for you to come home.
Yes.
My late wife died with breast cancer, and Brother Ben, he knew my late wife, and we'd just been called into the ministry, and she died with breast cancer, and when she was 46, Nikki and I were both 50 when God showed us to get married, and she had been single for 13 years. Her husband had left her to raise their son. And God spoke to both of our hearts. And we've been together now almost 24 years. We're both turning 74. And this is a reason that I didn't want to leave this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
I asked God to give me more time with her because I'm going to serve God. I'm saved. And I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But I didn't want to leave her. I just love her so much I can't hardly stand it. You know, and so I asked God to give me some more time, and I'm going to sing this song to my Jesus.
Amen.
This is how I feel. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed.
Amen.
And I hope you enjoy it. You're going to help me, aren't you, honey?
I'll help.
Okay. Thank you, darling. Pray you feel this way yourself. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Well, I ain't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercy that He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, Nikki and I have been through some tough times. And there were times when my faith, well, it got pretty thin. But you know, Nikki, it seemed like all at once one day, those dark clouds, they disappeared. And that old sun started shining again. Joy comes in the morning. So Lord, help me not to grumble or complain about the tough roads I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, thank you, Lord, if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, 'cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
Today, I'd just like to speak for just a moment or so about the resurrection. There was two sisters that believed in the resurrection. They had a brother named Lazarus. We all know that Jesus and the disciples would come by, and it was a refreshing stop for Jesus and the disciples to stop at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' house. And so anyway, Lazarus was sick, and he died. They sent for Jesus, but Jesus waited a little while. We find out later why he waited. But sometimes it's like life with you and me. Sometimes we seek the Lord for help with a problem, and he doesn't come right away. And you say, Lord, where are you? But you see, God is always on time.
Amen.
God is never late. When you pray, he's never late answering your prayers. He is always on time. He's not too soon. He's not too late. God's time and his love for you and me is perfect.
Amen.
And so Martha came. After they had buried their brother, Jesus waited 3 days. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yes.
The Bible says that when they put him in the tomb, he was in the tomb 3 days. But she came to him in the book of John, the 11th chapter. She said, she ran to him when Jesus, they saw him coming with his disciples. And she said, I know that even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's our hope, isn't it?
Yes.
That these bodies one day, the graves will open up. We which are alive and remain, I'm talking about truly Christians, shall be caught up together in the air to be with the Lord forevermore. We, Amen. You know what? There's no grave going to hold our body down.
No.
There's nothing going to stop Jesus coming, and the resurrection power is going to raise us up.
Amen.
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 And Jesus said these words, I am the resurrection. You don't have to wait till the last day. The resurrection is standing right before you.
Amen.
I am that I am. I am that I am. Martha was talking to the Son of the living God. Wow. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life that he, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The graveyards is full of empty, not empty, but nothing but ashes of dust or bones. And in the people that's cremated, those ashes are somewhere. And the resurrection power is going to take those ashes. And those that has died, we got to understand this. That the minute we die, if we're a Christian, we're present with the Lord.
Amen.
But when he comes back, we're coming back with him to be united with our glorified body.
Amen.
So wherever those ashes are, there's a lot of controversy over cremation or other types of burial. But I can tell you, God can take and make something out of nothing, and he can take a little bit of something and make something great out of it. That's and we have a promise that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed.
Amen.
And we're going to be like him. And so the resurrection is our hope as Christians.
Amen.
This is where our hope lies. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
Now, he asked her a question that God is asking all of us today. Whosoever liveth and believeth in Jesus shall never die. Amen. Believest thou this?
Yes.
And that's my question today. What are we believing? What are we believing? I know the older I get, the more things that I have to deal with health-wise. And I have to be careful that I don't spend my time talking about my aches and pains when I ought to be talking about the resurrection power that one day that I'm going to a place where there'll be no pain, there'll be no suffering. God will wipe the tears from our eyes, and we shall have a glorified body. There'll be peace. There'll be no wheelchairs, nursing homes in heaven. It's going to be a perfect place. And there's going to be a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Because of that resurrection power. Do we believe in eternal life? That's my question today. Only believe. All things are possible. Even though we grow old, God can still use us. And God don't want us old soldiers in the army of the Lord to get weary in well-doing.
No.
We see the changes, and sometimes the changes in the church breaks our heart. It breaks mine. I'm trying to return to the vision God gave me and have a church for the broken, for the nursing home people, for people that feels like nobody loves them, for people that are old and they have nobody and all they want to do is just be loved and come to church. That's my vision. Go get them. If they don't have a way to church, I'll go get them. But that resurrection power is in you and me.
Amen.
Virginia, you got that resurrection power in you. We all do if we're born again. And I believe that I will never die because Jesus come out of that grave and went and prepared a place for us. And bless God, he's coming again, and it could be today. And even if it's not today, he may come tomorrow. And if he don't come, as long as I'm living and breathing, I'm going to look for him every day. Every day I'm going to look for Jesus to return, and I'm going to treat people better. I'm going to love people more. I'm going to be more helpful if I'm looking for the return of the Lord that day. The best way I know to go out of this world is to be doing His work. Father, we thank You for this time. And Lord, if there be one that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, may they turn their life over to You right now and repent of their sins and be born again of the Spirit of God. May they confess with their mouth. And Lord, may they be baptized and become a child of God. Bless this meeting here at this precious church with these precious, faithful saints of God.
Amen.
Bless this church and the purpose You have and the plan that You have for this church.
Amen.
May it all come to pass according to Your will. Make this Your church into what You want it to be. And we give You thanks in Jesus' name. I want to sing that chorus and then we're going to close. Only Believe. Only believe. Won't you believe today? Only believe. All things are possible. All things. Only believe. I believe You are the resurrection, Jesus. I believe You're the healer of all our disease. I believe You are the Christ, the Son of God. I believe the Father sent You to save us from our sins. So right now, God, thank You for that measure of faith You give to us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank You for letting us be with You today. Was there anything else You wanted us to do? That'll be it.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.